Everything costs more now. Eating, traveling, living, prices for just about everything are on the rise. Inflation in October was the highest it's been in more than 3 decades, and that chops away at people's buying power. It is especially hard on those who didn't have a lot of extra money to start with, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Bernice Rink didn't need this week's inflation report to know prices are getting painfully high. Rink can see it every time she goes to the supermarket.
Oh my God, you can hardly buy groceries.
Rink is retired and lives in Washington, D.C. Her monthly Social Security benefit is about average, a little over $1,500. It doesn't go as far as it used to.
You go into the grocery store, you have to really make a list before you go. You have chicken, which is the cheapest thing you can buy. $11 for not a family pack, remind you, a regular pack. Everything has increased.
Chicken prices in October were up nearly 9% from a year ago. Beef and pork prices have climbed even more. Energy prices are among the biggest drivers of inflation. Rink's paying about 50% more for gasoline now than she did a year ago, and 28% more for the natural gas that she uses to heat her house.
It's supposed to be a really cold winter. Do I keep a roof over my head, or do I pay to stay warm?
Bills are likely to be even higher this winter for people who heat their homes with oil, like Nick Apodiakis in Boston. Heating oil prices are up 59% from a year ago. That stings for Apodiakis, who shares the house with his 94-year-old mother, Rose.
For my mom, even if it's 100 degrees out, she's still cold, but now it's really more cold.
Rose Apodiakis also gets Social Security. And like others on the program, her benefits will increase next year by 5.9%. That's the biggest cost of living adjustment in 4 decades. But as Nick notes, the actual cost of living has already gone up even more.
Before, you go to the store, and if you had $100, you could buy 4 bags of groceries and be happy. Now, if you're lucky to get a bag, milk, orange juice, eggs, plus the oil for the house, the water bills, it's just crazy. It's just so much money. How is somebody supposed to survive?
Both the White House and the Federal Reserve have described this inflationary spike as a temporary byproduct of the pandemic, which has snarled supply chains and kept a lot of people out of work. Like the pandemic, though, price hikes don't appear to be going away anytime soon.
I think we're going to see inflation get worse before it gets better.
Economist Sarah House of Wells Fargo says inflation is no longer confined to a few pandemic-plagued categories like lumber or used cars. Upward pressure on prices is spreading throughout the economy.
There is nowhere for consumers to hide that suggests that inflation is going to be stickier.
Airfares were down in October, but likely to take off again as travel picks up, and rent is rising too. While wages are climbing, especially in places like restaurants, many businesses are passing those added labor costs on to customers in the form of higher prices. All of this is weighing on Americans' mood. A survey by the University of Michigan released yesterday shows people are as gloomy about the economy as they've been in a decade. 1 out of 4 people said their living standards had fallen this month because of inflation. That's a potential political liability for President Biden, who acknowledged the hardship that higher prices are causing.
Everything from a gallon of gas to a loaf of bread costs more, and it's worrisome, even though wages are going up.
Biden said in a statement that reversing inflation is a top priority for him. But so far, Nick Apodiakis says he's not seeing evidence of that.
I think that the White House is not focused as much on the things that the people need. I understand climate change is an important thing, obviously, because it's been destructing the world. But focus on climate change, but also focus on price change.
Because even as the planet's getting warmer, heating a house this winter is going to cost more. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.